from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. Let me play this audio for you guys. This is Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce was on his podcast, and listen to what he said about possible expansion in the NFL.
How long do you think it'll be before there's an NFL team in London?
Less than 10 years.
You think within the decade?
I don't know for a fact it's going to be London, but I think the teams.
I think if there's an NFL team, the first city it's coming to is London. I'll go on record for that.
I mean, it's where we've been playing for the most overseas, yeah.
Yeah, there's the most amount of fans here. There's that biggest appetite in London. It's a major market. The only other cities that it would also be in would be like, I know Germany has a lot of NFL fans, so there'd probably be a German team, I'd assume in Munich or Berlin.
Yeah.
But I think London's getting the first one.
That was Jason and Travis Kelce on their podcast, and they were talking about possible expansion to London. This is what I maybe don't understand. Does anybody want this? How do you make this work from a television perspective? How do you keep the competitive balance in the league if there's a team in London? How viable are they going to be in free agency? Like, are you convincing a lot of people to sign with the London football team? It just feels like we are sort of bending over backwards to make something happen that doesn't need to happen, especially when what the NFL should be focused on, in my opinion, if you really, really want to invest more in London, if that's really your goal, right, which is to invest in London, it's really one of two things. Either eventually give them a Super Bowl and put them in the rotation. I mean, that's already turned into an event that we don't think is for the average fan. So if you can't afford to go to the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, if you can't afford to go to the Super Bowl in San Francisco, then you're not going to the London one either. Stay at home and watch it on television. 140 million people are going to do that anyway. Eventually give them the Super Bowl so then they get the biggest American football event that you have, or you need to create a real season ticket package for them that's equal to what you get if you cheer for any NFL team. If you're a Chiefs fan, you get a couple of preseason games, you get 8 or 9 home games, and then you get possible playoff games. Now, you're not going to be able to give them playoff games because they don't have a home team, but right now they have 3 home games. Try to get them to 6. Get them to 6 to 8 home games a year, and you have given them a home team even without giving them a home team. Hey, if you can buy a Wembley Stadium 8-game season ticket package and you get Chiefs and Eagles and you get Bills and Patriots and you get whatever random teams that you want to go with out there and see, to me, that's how you expand it. I also think the reason people are so fixated on the NFL moving to London is because we know that there is no more football that they can sell us here in America. There are no more cities they can go to. What cities that don't have an NFL team make sense? other than them moving back to places that they have already moved from. Now, I'm perfectly fine if they take the Chargers and put them back to where they should be. I'm fine if the Raiders end up going back to Oakland and moving out of Las Vegas. I don't think that's going to happen. Are we going to see a scenario in which St. Louis gets another football team? I mean, you've lost two in the last 50 years. Why would the NFL give you a third one? There's no other cities that make sense in the United States anymore. The NFL is not moving to Portland. The NFL is not going to San Antonio. Jerry Jones, as long as he's alive, will do everything humanly possible to ensure that there will never be a San Antonio football team to cut into his profit share and his market share down in Texas. So there's no more United States cities to move to. And that's why we keep having this conversation about London. There's not that many cities that internationally would make sense. Either you find another Canadian city, you move to Mexico City, which would be in the central time zone, I believe Mexico City is, or you just go all in on London. I don't think you need to go all in on London any more than you already are. Commit to giving them a couple of more games than you already give them, and or eventually give them the Super Bowl. Give them the Super Bowl. The average consumer doesn't go to the Super Bowl anyway. Now, it's going to stink if you don't have the ability to go to Super Bowl weekend. Like, I've been to multiple Super Bowl weekends, but never gone to the game. That part would stink. But you know what? You will have a chance to go to the next one when it's in New Orleans. You have a chance to go to the next one when it's in Miami or wherever it could potentially be. But this conversation about London getting a football team, I just think logistically, I just don't know if it makes a lot of sense for them to have a year-round American football team. It just doesn't add up to me.
I agree with you. And I think another part of this equation here is, I think right now when the NFL plays in London, which is 3, 4, 5 times a year now, it's a spectacle. It's an event because they're taking teams over there and it's a showcase. Is it still a showcase if it's the Jaguars full time? And if it's the Jaguars full time, if you live in London and you're a hardcore West Ham fan and they're playing at the same time the Jags are, what do you think the average Londoner is going to pick? They're going to pick soccer over the NFL when it's just their club. When it's Jags and Titans, and I'm using the Jags as my generic team that goes over. When it's Jags and Titans, do they care if that's, hey, I can see them next week? I think right now, to an extent, what the NFL has done is they've made their trips across the pond events. They aren't events when it's a regular season game, week in, week out, when it's a grind. That kind of changes the dynamic. Right now, it's show up in your town, have a party, leave. Bring the biggest star from our country over, have a party, play a game, leave. I think that formula works best. And I think the NFL knows that, which is why they're expanding that plan to other countries and other cities. We just saw the Chiefs in Germany. They're playing a game this year in Brazil. They're going to go over there. They're going to showcase the best players in the world. They're going to have a big party for a week. NFL International, it's going to be great. And then they're going to get out of town and go back home. That is the best path for the NFL to grow the game, because I don't think a week-in, week-out product in these cities is going to do better than the sports that already exist in those cities.
Someone just texted in, CDOT, would the Premier League or the Champions League ever play their championship game in America? I doubt it. Now, I'm not the most familiar with soccer, but at least follow me here. The Premier League and Champions League don't really seem that interested in taking over the United States market the way that the NFL seems interested in taking over their market. It's not like the Premier League is just hosting regular season games around the United States the way that the United States is. This season, they have given 5 regular season games to other countries. There's going to be 3 games in London. You mentioned it. There's going to be 1 game in Germany and 1 game in Brazil. There's no other league that's trying to do that other than the NFL. The NBA isn't taking their game and putting regular season games around the world. Baseball plays games in, what, 1 other country? And they do that at the very beginning of the season. Like, this is part of the business model for the NFL. So if it's part of your business model, there's no bigger game to give them than the first one. There ain't no bigger, than the last one. There's no bigger game to give them. Now, I'm not advocating for it. I think the London thing is, but it's clear what they're trying to do. They have sold football in America, and they are really close to the cap. They can't sell you it any more than they do. It is a 24/7, 365. They're trying to already get every dollar out of you. They keep adding games and keep adding streaming networks. They're getting real close to how much money you're about to get out of football in America. there's still a lot of money you can get to in Canada. There's a lot of money you can get to in Germany and Brazil and Mexico and London. And that's why the NFL continues to have this international mission that they have that obviously is working. Like, they are responding really well to it in London. They've done this now for over a decade. They're certainly becoming more familiar with the NFL.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.